Well, Mike, the big game is upon us.
Sure is.
This is why we lift all those weights.
Yeah.
And these are our final thoughts. All right, Mike, what is at stake? As if I don't know. As if we all don't know.
Yeah, there's plenty at stake here. A division championship, the third straight year that the NFC North has come down to the final game in Week 17. And it's the third different division opponent. Also, the difference between the 3 seed and the 5 seed for the Packers. A home game in the first round of the playoffs against either the Vikings or the Seahawks, or a road trip to Washington. And I'll throw one other little historical thing at stake. If the Packers win and win the division for a 5th year in a row, Mike McCarthy will become just the 3rd coach in the history of the NFC Central / NFC North to win this division 5 years in a row. Bud Grant did it 6 years in a row with the Vikings in the 70s, and Mike Ditka did it 5 years in a row with the Bears in the 80s. So a little bit of history there for you.
Okay. Would you like to know what I think is at stake?
Absolutely.
I think happiness is at stake. Mike, there is happiness and there is sadness. I choose happiness. And Mike, your player to watch.
Well, I will have to say Aaron Rodgers. This spot the last 2 years in Chicago, 4th and 8 from the 48. Mm-hmm. Last year against Detroit, he comes back out of the tunnel. The fans are chanting for him. He's got the injured calf. He leads the Packers to the victory in a first round bye. These have been Aaron Rodgers' legacy-making type of games, these Week 17 games, so I'm going with the quarterback.
Oh, so what's he do this in this game? What do you have in mind?
Well, maybe a fourth quarter, 75-yard drive, touchdown, give the Packers the lead, then the defense closes it out. How about that?
Yeah, I think it would have to be a big play because I just don't see the Packers throwing for 300, 350 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is going to be a run-the-ball game. And that's why I say Clay Matthews is my player to watch, because he had a big game against Adrian Peterson in week 11 in Minneapolis. 6 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. I don't know if he was the spy on Peterson, but he keyed on him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Peterson was his guy, and he tackled him. And they're going to need that same kind of performance. The Packers are going to need that same kind of performance, because I think this is going to be a run-the-ball game. Okay, Mike, the Packers win if they outrush the Vikings.
All right.
If Matthews tackles Peterson as he did in Week 11, and if Eddie Lacy does what he did in Week 11, he hit the 100-yard mark, wasn't that, for the first time that year?
Right at 100.
Okay. If that happens again, Packers win. I think this is going to be a run-the-ball game. I mean, these teams are very low in the passer rankings. Yeah. The Vikings were 31, and what are the Packers, 26?
26.
You know, I mean, so why do something you don't do well? Do what you do best, and these teams run the ball best.
And I'll say the Packers win if they can make a few big plays in the passing game. And as you said, this probably won't be a 300-350-yard passing game. But in that Week 11 game, James Jones had catches of 25 yards, 37 yards, and a 27-yard touchdown. The Packers also had a 30-yard screen pass to James Starks in that game. Big plays in the passing game have been hard to come by for this offense. We've talked about that. I think if the Packers can hit a few of those, that will help open up some of those running lanes and give the Packers a shot to win that rushing battle that you talked about.
Well, maybe they can just run, and open up the passing lanes. I mean, I'll take either one. Score some points, win this game, and then let's go on to the next one, which would be against Seattle or the Vikings again.
If the Packers win, absolutely. All right. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but stay tuned to Packers.com during Sunday night's big game for your quarter-by-quarter recaps in the blog. Send in your questions for Ask Vic Halftime. After the game, we'll have all the standard stuff. Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers live stream press conferences. Larry McCarron will have his one-on-one with the head coach. And all the rest of your late-night stories and videos on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, don't forget the Happy New Year.